The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Tell me, do you ever talk to an inanimate object as if it's alive? No? What about, say, your car? Ever give it a name? Converse with it like a friend or an enemy, depending on how it's behaving? No? You've never done that? Well, then go back a little. When you were a kid, you didn't believe your doll or teddy bear loved you as much as you loved it? Fine. You did. So, you'll admit that sometimes an inanimate thing can seem to have qualities of a living being. Good enough. Now, I can ask you not to be too hard on 70-year-old Charlie, who passionately believed... Are you ready for this? Believed an elevator he called Nellie was an understanding, loving friend.
Charlie is not just too old for a responsible job. He's a loony. He courts that elevator like it's alive. Nellie, he calls it, his sweetheart. I want Charlie and that broken-down crate out of here, and that's flat.
Our suspense drama, Tomorrow Will Never Come, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Nancy Moore and stars Robert Dryden. It is sponsored in part by ARM, Allergy Relief Medicine. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Hey, man, there's something happening, and it's really hot.
It's California Fever.
The kids and cars.
Spencer, and doing your thing.
California Fever.
So if you want to know what's new in California,
catch the fever on CBS TV.
Catch California Fever, and you'll never be the same.
California Fever, coming up this fall. Happy nights are more fun than happy days, so get ready.
California Fever on CBS. You're looking good.
September 9th is Grandparents' Day, so I'm going to send flowers with Mommy's help.
Grandparents' Day. Should I get flowers or maybe a plant?
Grandparents' Day, the 9th? No time to shop. I'll call the florist.
Flowers and plants for Grandparents' Day. They'll just love them.
Just look at all the flowers and plants. Something from every grandchild.
Flowers for Grandparents' Day, September 9th. Suggested by the American Florists Marketing Council.
You know, the way the cost of living is pressuring everyone's pocketbook these days, the only way left to save any money is by shopping for everything. And that holds true for auto insurance as well as everything else, too. Sure, you can save money on your auto insurance without sacrificing any coverage. You see, the quality of protection is not measured by price. And most people who drive overpay for the insurance coverage they receive. Now, you may very well be in this overpaying group. So why don't you call Arco American for a free quotation to discover if you can save up to 30% on your auto insurance. Arco American, you know, is one of Chicagoland's largest insurance agencies. And for over 22 years, they've been finding the right insurance coverage for their clients. So do this. First thing this morning, call ES9-4677 for your free phone quotation. The professionals at Arco American are expert at shopping and saving money for you. Here's that number again, ES94677, Arco American, AARCO, open till 7 p.m. weekdays. Call for your free phone quotation to see if you qualify. ES94677.
Her name was Nellie, and she was a beauty in the eyes of Charlie Henkel. A treasure unsurpassed by any elevator anywhere. Nellie was one of those old-fashioned lifts almost extinct today. She was built of the finest mahogany, and her meshing door was shining brass. She had two benches upholstered in red velvet, a big polished mirror, and a little wall vase for flowers. Charlie's sweetheart, Nellie was, and I'm falling a little in love with her myself. Mr. Frank Green was the landlord of Nellie's small apartment building circa 1920. 10 floors, 2 apartments to a floor, his own living quarters and office on the main floor.
Fred says you want to see me, Mr. Green.
That's right. Have a seat, Charlie. Is Fred running the elevator?
Yes, sir.
If it runs.
Oh, Nellie runs just fine for Fred. She likes him. That's why I let him take over from midnight to six. She knows he's the best superintendent in New York.
Your idea of the best super is one that goes along with your nonsense about that fool elevator.
Oh, please. Don't say things like that about my Nellie.
I've a good deal more to say about your Nellie. That's why you're here.
What about her?
She has to go. I'm replacing her with a modern elevator.
I didn't hear you right.
Oh, you heard me. You're old, but you're not deaf.
I won't run one of them newfangled elevators. No, sir, I won't.
Well, that's right, you won't. It'll be run by whatever tenant rides in it. All they have to do is press a button.
What? Nellie? Me and Nellie?
Now, just take it easy, Charlie. I'm sorry, but it's time that you and that old elevator both retired. You're 70, and Nellie's over 50.
Nellie thrown on a junk heap. Buttons to take the place of a man. Mr. Green, just please listen to me. Nellie and me, we're history.
Ancient history.
Well, look at the famous people that rode up and down with us. There was Mayor Jimmy Walker. Oh, real dandy he was in his high silk hat. Then one time, Charlie Chaplin...
Never mind the famous that you and Nellie carted. It's a world of automation now.
How'd you like it if somebody wanted to replace you with buttons?
Well, I wouldn't sit there and snivel. Now, talk sense. You know Nellie's past her time. She stalls, she wheezes. When she does run, she creeps. Any day now, an inspector will notice that weakening cable, and she'll be condemned.
Well, if you buy her a new cable, she could run another 50 years. A cable is cheaper than a whole new... Please, just buy a cable, sir.
No.
I'll buy it myself. I'll buy it with my savings.
No.
All right, then. You gonna forget what me and Nellie have done for this building? That fire on six. All the stairways burning. We brought all the tenants down. Not a soul hurt. And that burglar last year, he tied me up with ropes. He figured he'd run Nellie himself. She knew who he was. She stalled between floors. Wouldn't budge. Held that thief right there till the police came.
All right, cut the sob stuff, Charlie.
What'll the tenants do without us to take care of them? Mr. Cates... him in his wheelchair. A new elevator will slam its door right on him. And Mr. Clements in 5B and Miss O'Neill and...
Sure, you spoil them all. And while you're at it, let's mention Miss Hartley. Every darn day you bring that has-been actress a bottle so she can tipple from morning till night.
Sir?
Oh, come off it, Charlie. Everyone knows she's a wino.
No, sir. I bring Miss Hartley milk.
In a pig's eye, it's milk.
She was a great, famous actress.
And she never lets us forget it. The lustrous name of Patricia Hartley was in lights on Broadway for 30 years.
I don't know what she'll do if me and Nellie go.
I've had all I can stomach of this. Now, the discussion is finished.
Nellie.
And Nellie's finished. She's... Oh, blasted, you've got me talking like that thing is human. It's an it. You and it have 1 week's notice.
What?
Oh, don't worry, you'll get severance pay. But a week from today, they'll start installing the new elevator.
Much obliged, Fred. Was Nellie on her good manners?
Well, the truth is, she was a little shaky, Charlie. You know, every time she started up, she kind of shuddered.
She was worried about me.
Well, from the look of you, she had a right to be. Now, what's wrong, old friend, huh?
I can't tell you in front of Nellie.
Oh. Well, step away from her. Come on over here.
It's likely she knows anyhow. Nellie knows things.
Well, I don't. So tell me, huh?
Mr. Green, he says that me and Nellie...
No, you don't have to tell me.
I knew it was in the air. I just hoped it wouldn't happen. Charlie, you know how sorry I am. And so will all the tenants be.
Not all. Mr. Norton, maybe Mr. Grant.
Them? Huh. Neither of them has lived here long. That's why.
1 week. One more week. No. Some kind of way Nellie and me'll figure out how to stay. I was wrong to say I wouldn't tell her. I got to.
Oh, yeah, sure. You'll find a way. Now, it's the surest thing you know.
Yes, we will. You betcha.
You all right, Charlie?
Yeah, we'll be after I talk to Nellie. Nellie, you miss me, sweetheart?
What does she say when you ask her that, huh?
Oh, it's a pity you can't hear. She's got a real sweet voice, and she talks kind of old-fashioned. She said, Charlie, I missed you more than tongue can tell. Old-fashioned. Well, we're off. Nellie, before we start, you know what Mr. G said? We got bad trouble. It's just, you don't know what it is, huh? I'll tell you after we take Miss Hartley her milk. Then you and me will go clear up to the top and talk.
Charlie!
Oh, come in, Miss Hartley. I'll be up there in a jiff.
I'll wait in my apartment.
Nellie, that means she's lonesome. She'll feel real bad if I don't stop into her apartment and talk. You'll be patient, will you? But you and me got a lot to do. We got to outsmart Henry Green, you and me together. We've been together 50 years, and that's how we're going to stay. Oh, here we are. Now, I'll just be right across the hall. Call if you need me, and I'll leave Miss Hartley's door open so as I can hear you buzz. I'll be back in 5-10 minutes.
Come in, dear Charlie. Enter. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Oh, would you please leave the door open?
I know. Oh, you've brought my milk. How kind, how thoughtful. I do sit down and make yourself comfortable while I have a little milk. I've not had any breakfast yet.
Yeah, well, I can't stay long, Miss Hartley. Nellie and me, we... Well, I can't stay long.
It tastes good.
I hope it helps your morning headache like always.
Oh, yes. I really should get a glass, shouldn't I? No matter. Now, tell me the news.
Ain't any.
You're keeping something back. There's a quality in your voice. Now, you tell me.
No, I can't talk about it, not until I talk with Nellie. She wouldn't like it if I just... Oh, she's calling. I got to go.
Yes, I hear her call.
You really do hear Nellie?
Certainly I hear. But not always. Just sometimes.
The milk.
Yes. The milk. Joan of Arc heard voices. And ever since I played her, I've had my own voices.
That's nice. Goodbye, Miss Hartley.
Goodbye. Goodbye, dear Charlie. My love to Nellie.
Here we are, Nellie, dear. Up top by the roof where we like it best, huh? Now I'll tell you about Mr. Green. Why, you knew all the time? Oh, ain't you my smart girl. So, Nellie, what can we do to stop him? What? You know how? Tell me. Yes? Yes? That's what you think we should do? Oh, I don't know, Nellie. Do that? Yeah, I do see it could be the only way. No, of course I ain't afraid. Not with you, but if some other way turns up, then we won't have to do that. It's our secret. We won't tell a soul. No, I didn't say I wasn't willing. I am. On account of what Mr. G wants to do to us is murder, Nellie. It's murder.
Murder. An extreme, reckless word? Not to Charlie. For an ordinary doomed elevator, the word would be destroyed. The same fate planned for Nellie was, in Charlie's mind, cold-blooded murder. Charlie is an addled old man, you say. That teddy bear in your childhood, if someone took it away, tore it to shreds, wouldn't you have said that person killed it? Then, in charity, say Charlie is a childlike old man, and like a child, is ready to go to any lengths to save his Nellie. We will learn in Act Two, if he succeeds.
I'm Susan Anton. If you're good. Soft is the ultimate in sleep. Unique extra thick cushioning for heavenly comfort on top. Ultra firm support inside. Perfect sleeper pillow soft. Firmness that feels good.
Be a perfect sleeper. Buy a perfect sleeper. Perfect sleeper.
Buy. Look closely at the medicine you take for your hay fever. There's a good chance it's an antihistamine and nothing more.
Nothing more?
Don't give up. Arm yourself with ARM.
ARM is antihistamine strengthened. Strengthened with decongestant for freer breathing, clearer sinuses. Strengthened for better relief. Arm yourself with ARM.
ARM.
ARM. For occasional use only as directed.
It's Northwest Federal Savings Time. We've got more time for you.
That's right. Northwest Federal has the time to help you plan sensibly for your financial future, whether you're just starting your career or already well on your way to retirement. If you're employed but not a participant in a retirement fund, Northwest Federal can help you set up an IRA plan. You will not have to pay income tax on the money you deposit into the plan until retirement. Earned interest on IRA funds is also tax deferred until retirement, but you're likely to be in a lower tax bracket. If you're self-employed, you and your employees are eligible for tax-sheltered savings through the Keogh plan. A Northwest Federal Keogh account also saves you tax dollars on funds invested and interest earned. So stop by any Northwest Federal Savings Center for full details on either plan. Northwest Federal IRA and Keogh plans. Just another example of how Northwest Federal does more for you. Northwest Federal Savings.
It's Northwest Federal Savings Time. We've got more time for you.
We have Charlie, an old, old gentleman. We have Nellie, an old, old elevator. And regrettably, we have Mr. Green. That man of flint gave 1 week's notice to Charlie and Nellie. 4 days have passed. By now, all tenants have heard of the improvement their landlord intends. Henry Green expected gratitude. What has he had instead? Complaints. Tears from 9B, downright insults. To what avail? None. The fancy new steel and formica button-operated elevator will be installed as planned. Not if the tenants have their way. Here's one of them now knocking on Mr. W.W. Norton's door, 3A.
Who is it?
It is Patricia Hartley.
Well, Miss Hartley, to what do I owe this honor?
Mr. Norton, we've not been very neighborly since you took up residence here. Fact is, you've been insufferably rude to almost everyone in the building, but all that must be forgotten in our common plight.
We have a common plight?
Am I to be kept standing in a drossy hallway while I answer?
My apologies. Do step inside.
Thank you.
Well, would you care to sit down, Miss Hartley?
Yes, Mr. Norton. I am here about the petition.
I thought so. We, the undersigned, protest the booting out of Charlie Hankel and his inamorata. No, lady, I am not signing any such petition.
But we need everyone's signature. Every tenant has signed except you. You have a sharp tongue, but I do know you have a kind heart.
I'm not signing. In 3 days, exit Nelly and good riddance.
You cannot possibly mean that. Think of all the devoted years Nelly has carried us up and down, up and down.
And the old girl's got asthma, arthritis, and the bends. Onward and upward with the times, lady. Nelly can't move onward or upward or down.
Oh, she can. She does.
When she's not stalled between floors.
What of dear Charlie? Do you want to be rid of Charlie?
Look, he's a nice old codger, but he's cracked as an egg, and it's time he's put out to pasture.
Oh, have you no pity? When I played Desdemona, Iago had more compassion than you. Oh, sir, you've got to sign. You must.
Oh, good Lord.
You're cruel and selfish, beastly, inhuman.
Miss Hartley.
Oh,
saved. Oh, Fred, it just may be that you saved my life.
Oh, Fred.
I figured you might need some help, Miss Hartley.
What is this, a conspiracy?
He went outside.
Now, don't cry. Don't cry. I'll talk to Mr. Norton.
Oh, you pushing that petition too will save your breath.
He doesn't care if Charlie does.
Miss Hartley, go along home. I'll be down to see you in a little while.
Talk to you, Freddy. He's heartless.
Oh, yes, he will. He will. Now, just go along.
All right.
Now, what is this, Fred? What do you care about that fool petition?
Well, the staff wants Charlie and Nellie to stay, too.
Staff? That's you?
And, all right, me.
Oh, use your head. Charlie's not just too old for a responsible job. He's a loony. He courts that elevator like it's alive. Nellie, his sweetheart.
But who does it harm? He calls it Nellie because when a young Charlie first came here, he did have a sweetheart named Nellie.
Oh, that's a new twist.
No, it's true. It's true. She died. An old-timer that lived here told me for a while Charlie talked to his lost Nellie like he was trying to call her back. And then after time went by, he just transferred her name to his elevator.
A pretty yarn. Even if true, it doesn't change the facts. I pay for service here, and I don't get it. Have to walk up and down more often than I ride.
So you won't sign?
Would it cut any ice if I did? Green won't pay any attention to it.
If Charlie's let out and he loses Nellie, it'll kill him. Now, you want that to be on your conscience?
It won't be on my conscience. I'm not exactly fond of broken-down actresses, either. That old doll is still acting. You should have heard her. No wonder. She knocks off a couple bottles of that rot-gut wine a day.
So would you, if you were dying.
What?
That's right. She is dying. Some kind of slow blood disease.
Oh, that's her story. More theatrics.
No. She never said a word to anyone. Her doctor comes here. He told me.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. In her shoes, I might drown my sorrows, but that doesn't mean I want her up here awash in wine and tears. This way out, Fred.
Will you think about the petition, huh?
WBBM, Chicago.
Who is it now?
Fred, good morning.
Wait till I unbolt this thing.
Locked in your office, Mr. Green?
Yeah, these days leave this door unlocked. Half the tenants are crashing here. Had a belly full of them all week. Now it's Charlie's last day, and
I know.
And not a word out of you about it either.
No, sir.
Yesterday, Patricia Hartley marched in, totters in, with a tenant's petition. That thought of good it did him.
Or Charlie.
I told you to button up about Charlie.
Your orders for the day, sir?
Yeah. One, tell any tenant that hollers for me that I'm out of town. Two, Wouldn't surprise me if Charlie's a little nuttier than usual his last day and all. For Pete's sake, try to calm him down.
Oh, he's been real calm all this week, wouldn't you say? I mean, considering what's on his mind.
Yeah. Thought he'd pester me. But he hasn't even been in here. What do you think he's up to?
Well, what could he be up to? He hasn't anywhere to turn.
He had a kind of foxy look every time I saw him. Like he and that elevator, the one they wore.
Well, he did say a couple of times he and Nellie have a secret.
Oh, far away.
Yeah. Yeah, when he said it, he did have a foxy look.
Well, thank the Lord, after today, he's out of here.
He'll be more than that.
And what does that mean?
It means he'll be dead.
What?
Losing Nellie will kill him.
Oh, that's a cheap shot, Fred. I'm only doing what any sensible man would do with any regard for his tenant safety. Now, about tomorrow, the electrician from Armstrong Elevator Company will be here early. He'll disconnect our elevator. About an hour later, the wreckers come. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Franklin?
Oh, Lord, forgot to bolt the door. I'm very busy, Miss Hartley.
Indeed you are busy. Busy destroying a man's life. Here.
What's this?
It is money to buy a new cable for Nellie.
Hmm.
I personally took up a collection. There is also enough to pay Charlie's salary for 3 more months. That should warm the cockles of your penny-pinching heart, if you have a heart. The tenants have bought a 3 months reprieve for Nellie.
The tenants have bought nothing. Take back the money, Miss Hartley, and you, Fred, take Miss Hartley out of this office.
Nellie, we want it on 4. Now, go real nice, Nellie, dear. Mind what day this is. Mr. G thinks we're old, you and me, ready for the junk heap. Today we show him different. We're on our way. Who was it said, take no thought for the tomorrow? I don't just recollect, but that's what we'll do. We've got today, Nellie. A lot can happen in a day. Coming, 4. We're almost up to 3. Sweetheart, can't you go a little faster? Hey, that's a good girl. What was it you said we could do, Nellie? Our secrets? I disremember. It's gone right out of my head. Here we are, Mr. Kramer. Here we are.
Will you please hurry?
Yes, ma'am, Miss Hartley. I'm here, and your milk's here all fine and dandy.
Oh, Charlie, what will I ever do without you?
Shh. Nellie hears.
But it's her last day. That monster, Mr. Green, refused to take the money.
Yes, ma'am, you told me. But it don't matter.
Well, how can you say that? Tomorrow, Nellie will be...
That's what folks think, but we know things, Nellie and me. We got a secret.
Oh, tell me. I adore secrets.
How we'll keep tomorrow from ever coming?
It can't come. You're the only one who knows about me. If I have to buy the milk myself, people will see me, and I don't want them to find out Patricia Hartley is what I am.
Take no thought for the morrow. Me and Nellie don't. We've got today, a whole day. Look, see how I shine Nellie up, her mirror, her mahogany.
And a red rose in her vase. Oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah, she's a beauty, all right. I brushed her red velvet, too.
I love her. The idea of a hideous, modern elevator. Run it yourself. Well, I'll get all mixed up.
No, what ails the world? No room anymore for what's beautiful. It's gone up the spout.
Oh, 6B says all anything needs to be today is functional. Well, I am out of style then, too.
Buttons to take the place of a man. So I'm 70. But who learns a thing worth knowing till the years add up and time is a friend?
Where's the super, mister?
Oh, I'm the super.
Looked like the doorman to me.
Super, doorman, handyman, you name it.
Well, I'm the electrician.
I didn't send for any electrician.
Armstrong Elevator Company here to disconnect an elevator.
No, that's tomorrow. You're a day early.
It's today, chum. Here's the order. Dated today. So, let's get on the ball.
Take no thought for the morrow. But suddenly, tomorrow is today. The electrician holds in his hand a paper clearly stating that on this day, an elevator is to be dismantled. What happens now to Charlie's promise that he'll never let anyone take Nellie away? And what of their secret plan that is to save them both? The secret Charlie thinks Nellie told him, but it was conjured, of course, within his own mind. Promises and secrets and something more will soon be dealt with when I return with Act Three.
And now, Dr. Wayne Dyer, author of Pulling Your Own Strings.
What do you say to someone who wants to borrow money from you, but you don't want to give it? And what if there's someone who's a relative or a close friend? Well, if you're like most people, you make up excuses, but in the end, you give in anyway. But you give in with a price, usually the price of acting against your own will. You feel manipulated, probably even get angry. These and many other examples are the kinds of things that happen to all of us every day. So what do you do? Well, you could simply say to the other person in a friendly but firm voice, "No, I really don't want to be a creditor." Not only will other people get the message right away, but more important, you're going to respect yourself even more. I'm Wayne Dyer, and in my new book, Pulling Your Own Strings, I'll give you some of the ammunition you need against all of these people who may be trying to manipulate you. Perhaps it's your boss, your fellow workers, sales clerks, bureaucrats, your relatives, or even your lover. Isn't it time to take charge of your own life and start pulling your own strings?
Pulling Your Own Strings, Wayne Dyer's bestseller, is now an Avon paperback, on sale everywhere.
6 months ago, snowblowers just disappeared, but the snow kept falling. Be ready for 6 months from now. At all Polk stores, choose from literally thousands of snow throwers, like the Toro you promised yourself last winter. Polk Brothers is the key center for Toro, from 14-inch electrics to heavy-duty two-stage models, all the models in between, even electric start Toros. On all two-stage Toros, Polk Brothers actually assembles and tests them, then delivers them free. So remember that promise to yourself and head for your neighborhood Polk Brothers right now. A Polk trade-in allowance is waiting for you. Master charge, Visa, or Polk's own revolving charge is waiting for you. And then you get a great Polk bonus. With any Toro snow thrower or Toro lawnmower for just $10, a heavy-duty $49.95 Toro weeder trimmer edger is yours. Just $10. Always plenty of free parking, and you can buy where builders buy. Every weeknight till 10, Sundays till 6. Ask for the Polk price and save.
It was Robert Browning who wrote the lines, "Grow old along with me. The best is yet to be. The last of life for which the first was made." Indeed, Charlie and Nellie have grown old together. But is the best yet to be, or the worst? Judging by the paper the super is staring at, the worst is at hand.
Now, this thing is wrong. It says today, don't it? So let's go get that elevator down to the basement. The wreckers will be here in an hour.
No. Hey, wait. You come back tomorrow, huh?
No, I got a full schedule tomorrow. Today, too. Now, come on, man.
You want to break Charlie's heart?
Who's Charlie?
It's our old elevator man. You know, he's run the thing for 50 years. Calls it Nellie. He talks to it. He buys it roses.
What, is he off his rocker?
No. He's just a nice old guy. You see, he thinks he's got this last day. Well, it means a lot to him. Come back tomorrow, huh?
How'll the owner like the bill if I'm here twice? He's paying right now, portal to portal. Wreckers on their way, he's paying for that, too. Twice? How'll your boss like that, huh?
Yeah.
So let's get cracking.
No, wait. Look, I'll call him on the house phone right here.
Make it snappy, will you?
It's Fred, Mr. Green. Armstrong Elevator is here a day early.
Yeah, it's a dirty trick on Charlie. No, he counted on this last day. Can I tell the guy to come back tomorrow?
They charge extra for that?
Well, yeah, but we can't do this to Charlie.
Fred, I told you, I'm fed up with all this garbage. What's one lousy day?
Well, to Charlie, it's something big. You know, I don't know exactly what, but it's big.
Well, it's big to me, too. It's money. You tell the guy to go ahead.
Well, no dice. Now, look, fella, we'll have to con Charlie a little, you know? You go along with anything I say to him, okay?
Boy, the kooks you meet in this business.
Hey, take us down, will you, Charlie?
Who's he?
Huh? Oh, inspector. Yeah, monthly checkup.
That's not the inspector. I never saw him before.
It's a replacement. That right, mister?
Here. What's in that toolbox?
It's tools. What else? Now, come on, Charlie. Move aside. Take us down, huh?
No, he can walk down.
Look.
He's here to hurt Nellie.
Quit it, Charlie. Just take it easy, huh? An inspector inspects in the basement, not in the lobby.
Inspect? For what?
Well, you know for what. You'll find out if Nellie needs any repair.
Now, listen, old man. You're lousing up my schedule. Take this pile of junk to the basement or I'll take it myself. No, don't you touch Nellie. You get away from her. I know who you are. I know. You want to stop her a day early.
No, Charlie, no.
Fred, I didn't think you'd lie to us.
Well, all right. I just wanted to spare you a little if I could. It's all over today, Charlie. Not tomorrow.
No. No, it ain't. We got this day. Can't nobody take it away.
Charlie!
Move, Nellie!
Now, Charlie, wait! Wait, come back here!
Nellie, stop between one and two.
Get shot! This won't do any good, Charlie!
Yes, my good girl. Now, we'll just sit down right here. And a blessed thing they can do.
Charlie Hinkle!
Oh, it's Mr. G.
Charlie!
Yes, sir, Mr. Green?
You get down here on the double.
No, oh, my darling Nellie Gray, they can't take my Nell away. How's that for new words, Nellie?
You come down from there or you'll lose your pension.
We don't want a pension. We want this day, and we're going to have it.
The devil you will! I'll get you out of there if I have to blast you out.
Oh, Charlie, quit playing games, huh? What's one day?
I'll tell you what this day is. It's our life. You take it away, and you're murderers.
Hey, listen to him, Nellie girl. Games, Freddy said. Now look who's playing games. Him and Mr. G running up and down the stairs after us. Me and you, we ride. Then sit like this, right level with the floors. Make them think they can grab us. Could have stopped us straight off if that master switch in the basement wasn't broke and Mr. G too cheap to get it fixed. Oh, they're close now. We'd best move again so they can run some more.
Run, Miss G. Run, Freddy. Here we go around the mulberry bush.
Mr. Green, can't we stop this hide and seek?
Huh? No.
Hold up a minute. I got an idea.
Well?
Now, look. I think he stopped on six. Yeah, six. A level again, not between floors now.
Yes, yes.
I'll stay here on four. You make a lot of racket getting to six, huh? Now, he usually goes two floors, so maybe he'll come down and stop here. Now, I back against the wall so he don't see me. He stops, and I jerk the door open.
Yeah, it won't work.
Well, we can try. Tried everything else.
Yeah, tell you it won't work.
Well, then why don't we quit?
I won't be made a fool of by that crazy old man.
Excuse me. But he's already done that. Hmm.
Fred, wouldn't you think that blasted thing would get stuck? It balks every day, but not today.
Of course, Nellie won't get stuck today.
No.
Didn't hear me follow you, did you? I tiptoed in my bedroom slippers.
Go away.
My good man, I shall not go away. I shall tell you why Nellie will not get stuck today.
This is all I need.
She never, never stalls when there's an emergency. Can you pretend Charlie does not have a dire emergency at this tragic moment?
Miss Hartley, kindly go to your apartment. We've got enough trouble here.
I rejoice in your trouble. Shame, shame, chasing an old man. You are a wicked man.
Miss Hartley, it'd be better if you did go on downstairs now.
The very idea of grown men racing up and down like two mad creatures. Excuse me, please.
You know what's that thing?
A thermos of milk for Charlie if he gets thirsty. Charlie, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, ma'am, Miss Hartley.
There's milk here by the door. Pick it up when these bloodhounds are someplace else. Well, gentlemen, why don't you continue to skip merrily up and down the stairs?
Nice to rest a little, huh, sweet Nellie? We've been at this foolishness near half an hour. Oh, my, your red rose looks pretty in that vase. Hey, shh, 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 listen. I think I hear them coming down again. They got arrested. Let's pass them and tease them up to 9. Down is easy. They get winded running up. Nellie, you ain't supposed to stop here. Don't do this, girl. Move. Don't be stuck. They'll get us.
He's stuck. Just look below. Grab the door. Okay. Open it. Now, Fred, get on top of that cockeyed elevator and crawl through the trap door.
And do what, Mr. Green?
Overpower the old fool.
Mr. Green, I won't do it.
I'm too fat to get through this. Oh, I'll get through. You bet your job I will.
Nellie, start. Move. You heard what Mr. G said. He's on the top. He's up there. He'll crawl through the hatch. Oh, he's got it open. The vase, the flower vase.
Give up, Charlie.
Mr. Green, you come through that hatch and I got this vase. I don't hold with hurting people, but so help me, I'll use it if I have to.
Oh, you think you can win with a red rose and a vase, Charlie?
Nellie, start. Atta girl. Here we go, Miss G.
Oh, no!
You can't squeeze your fatness into here before we hit the roof.
You'll kill me.
You can't get off. You can't get off.
Fred, help me, Fred, help!
I remember the secret, Nellie. I remember.
Stop, Charlie, stop!
Right up you go to the roof.
Oh, for God's sake, stop!
Okay. Okay, we stop. Now close that hatch and get off. Nellie don't like you. So you best do it fast.
Safe. Safe.
Mr. Green. Mr. Green, I'm right above you.
Open the door and pull me off this thing.
I got here as quick as I could. Here. Give me your hands. There. Ooh, are you all right, sir?
He'd have killed me. Smashed me like a cockroach against the roof.
No, he wouldn't. Not Charlie wouldn't do that.
Devil he wouldn't.
Mr. Green, I wouldn't. I tried to, but I couldn't do it.
Are you coming out of there?
No, sir.
All right. I'm calling the police. I'm charging you with assault and intent to kill. You'll come out, or they'll shoot you out. Charlie? You hear me?
He's probably talking it over with Nellie.
And that's not all. They'll shoot that female rattletrap full of holes.
nice here, Nellie. Up top, under the roof. Peaceful, huh? Nobody chasing us. When they do come, we're just a mite out of reach. Oh, Nellie girl, don't be mad at me. I recollected the secret all right, but I couldn't do it when the chance came. Murder Mr. Green? Yes, I know. He wants to murder us. Well, we'll think of something else. Or are you too wore out, sweet Nellie? Police. Guns. Nellie, think how to stop tomorrow. You think. You decide. I'm tuckered out. Listen. They're coming. Come on. What do we do? Think, Nellie. A new plan. Quick. Save us from tomorrow.
There he is just about, Sergeant O'Toole. He's all yours.
Charlie Henkel, you're under arrest. Now come along down from there and be quick about it.
You leave us be. Nellie's about to tell me something. Nellie.
Charlie, it's no use. Come on now.
You want me to fetch you out with tear gas, mister?
Officer, you let that poor persecuted man alone.
Oh, don't bother me, lady. Hey, Henkel, you are resisting an officer.
Nellie, sweetheart.
The cable,
it broke.
Charlie, no.
Oh.
They're falling.
Charlie, Nellie, Charlie.
Charlie.
God have mercy on his soul.
Charlie. Nellie.
If he'd only got out when we told him to.
Nellie killed him. He loved her, and she killed him.
No. No. Don't you understand? She saved him.
Take Miss Hartley downstairs, Fred.
Saved him from you. She and Charlie fooled you. They tricked you and they triumphed. Your cruel tomorrow will never come.
Miss Hartley, shall we...
Hush. Listen. I hear Charlie singing.
Oh, my darling, Mary Gray, we are going.
Charlie and Nellie asked only that they be together. They are. The tenants of the building arranged Charlie's burial. With him, where he lies, a bit of red velvet, small pieces of brass, mahogany, a cut glass vase, miraculously not shattered, and Nellie's last red rose. I'll be back shortly.
What you up to, old-timer?
Putting Olympic overcoat over old paint. Not you, old paint. This old paint.
Olympic overcoat, you say?
It's the latex house paint that flows like cream and wears like iron. And right now, when you buy 4 gallons, you get one more free. Same for Olympic stain, oil or latex.
So if I buy 4 gallons of any one Olympic product, I'll get one more free?
Gotta hurry. Sale ends September 8th at participating Olympic dealers.
It's a good feeling to sleep the night away on a perfect sleepless bicycle.
I'm Susan Anton. The perfect sleeper gives you the top comfort you love and the deep support you need. Top comfort, deep support. You get both from every Serta perfect sleeper. That's firmness that feels good. So,
be a perfect sleeper. Buy a perfect sleeper by Serta.
CBS has created a monster.
It's a show called Struck by Lightning, and it's funny, it's not frightening. It's a monster you can dig on CBS. Frankenstein is very big on CBS.
Maybe he's not really a monster at all. Maybe it's just kidney stones.
Your head's struck by lightning.
coming this fall on CBS television.
You better watch it.
On CBS, you'll get struck by lightning. Even when
at the store, they told me there's a powerful anti-itch drug I can buy without a doctor's prescription. Now, I use Bicozine Cream as directed. No more burning, embarrassing itching. No more scratching. Bicozine actually speeds healing. Bicozine Cream. What a relief.
For constipation, remember X-Lax Pills, the overnight wonder. X-Lax Pills, the overnight wonder. X-Lax Pills, for occasional use only as directed.
Left with an unsolved mystery this time. The cable that snapped on that ancient elevator. Is it possible that Nellie did, after all, possess human traits? Could she have willed? No, of course she couldn't. Or could she? Our cast featured Robert Dryden, Grace Matthews, Earl Hammond, and Ray Owens. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Over three generations, Polk Brothers customers have been the smartest buyers in the world. They knew where inflation had been curbed. They've enjoyed quality brand names at the lowest possible price, the Polk price. Polk trade-in allowances and those famous Polk extras. Home food freezers, for example. General Electric, Whirlpool, White Westinghouse, Admiral, Hotpoint, Amana. Chest types, upright, some with no frost, lined up side by side from 4.5 to 28 cubic feet. Just think what a new Polk-priced freezer can mean. Buy fresh fruits and vegetables at their peak of goodness and their bottom price. Freeze them for enjoyment later. Meats the same way. Save shopping trips and expensive gasoline, not to mention time. Then a bonus. Along with any Polk-priced freezer you buy for just $10, you'll get a genuine $49.95 Toro heavy-duty weeder trimmer edger for your lawn. Use MasterCharge, Visa, or Polk's own revolving charge. Buy where builders and apartment house owners buy. Any weeknight till 10, Sundays till 6. Ask for the Polk price and save.
First in news, we're CBS, News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
CBS News. Hurricane Frederick is now Tropical Storm Frederick. It was downgraded a few hours ago. This is John Bohannon reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center in Miami are keeping track of Frederick, now moving closer to Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. Meteorologist Ron White says the latest storm could still cause some trouble.
The highest winds are 30 to 40 miles per hour with gusts around 60 or 65 can be expected, say, through Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. There are some higher winds, mainly in squalls north of the center. And it doesn't really appear to be a serious threat to Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, although they'll certainly be affected. They'll be getting rainfall and some strong winds, but nothing like David when David passed through that area.
Hurricane David is near Cape Canaveral, Florida right now, moving toward the north, and the National Hurricane Center says David should continue moving toward the open Atlantic during the night, but it could gain strength and head back toward the eastern coast. Hurricane David left millions of dollars in damages throughout the southern and eastern parts of Florida, and officials now say the death count in the Caribbean from Hurricane David is more than 800. More CBS News in a moment.
George, that thunder's getting worse.
Oh, honey, just some clouds bumping heads. Let's go to sleep.
But I can't get to sleep when it's so noisy.
Well, I can't turn it off like a TV set. But I can get you some...
Aspirin? George, I took an aspirin already, and it didn't help.
Aspirin's for a headache. What you need is Compose, a sleeping aid. I got some at that convention, remember? Occasionally, everybody needs a little help. Let me see.
Headache? Take aspirin. Sleepless night? Take Compose. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Taken as directed before you go to bed, Compose helps make you drowsy so you can fall asleep when you want to fall asleep. at bedtime.
Hey, sleepyhead, wake up. Sunshine's here.
How beautiful.
And I made you breakfast.
Oh, George, you think of everything. Compose to help make me drowsy so I can get to sleep, and breakfast to wake me up.
Headache? Take aspirin. Sleepless night? Take Compose. COMPOZ. Take only as directed. Get Compose from your druggist and insist upon the new formula.
More than 1,000 people showed up Monday night at the South Lawn of the White House for what the Carter administration called an old-fashioned picnic. Many labor leaders and their families were among the crowd. President Carter made her speech and thanked the labor leaders for their support of the SALT II talks with the Soviet Union. He also asked for their support of his energy policy. It was a Labor Day weekend of parties at San Clemente, California. On Sunday, former President Nixon held a party in honor of former Attorney General John Mitchell. And on Monday, the gathering included one of Mr. Nixon's favorite sports teams. More from Barry Peterson.
Labor Day at San Clemente, and 500 guests dropped in to visit former President Richard Nixon. The reception, a farewell to some old political supporters and those who have worked with the Nixon staff during the family's decade in San Clemente. The Nixons plan to move to New York later this year. Among the guests, the California Angels baseball team, now leading the American League West. One guest, Jesse Law, said that was the former president's topic number one.
Mostly he talked about the Angels and how he predicted that the Angels would be there before they even were there. Anybody thought them before he did. And he talked mostly baseball.
Other guests said it was a lovely party. The former president in good spirits, as he did what many other Americans did on Monday, hosted a Labor Day picnic. Barry Peterson, CBS News, San Clemente, California.
An Air National Guard jet fighter crashed Monday near a crowd of several thousand people watching a Labor Day parade in Dillon, Montana. Officials say the jet apparently stalled, then crashed into a grain elevator and exploded. And that triggered a second explosion at a nearby oil storage area. Police in Dillon, Montana say the jet pilot was killed, and a state trooper and two women were injured. Negotiators report no significant progress in talks over the Labor Day weekend between the United Auto Workers Union and General Motors. The contracts between the UAW and the Big Three automakers expire September 14th. Now this.
If you haven't been reading the Wall Street Journal regularly, you've been missing important business news that can help you. In a moment, I'll tell you about it, but first have a pencil handy for word of an important offer. In recent editions, the Journal examined foreigners' appetites for U.S. companies, cashing in on a combination of weak dollars and stocks. It looked at what's happening in the housing market. If you're thinking of buying a home, better start thinking in six figures. Other Journal stories talked about how Americans are spending less and less of their income for food, chances of a tax cut, about gasoline, and what'll happen to prices now that the long lines are gone. And some indications the recession may be mild. Right now, things are happening all around the world that can affect you, your company, your future. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 20 weeks of the Journal, that's 100 copies, for only $22, a real money-saving offer. So call this toll-free number now in the continental U.S., 800-228-2222. That's 800-228-2222, except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
The town of Jackpot, Nevada was founded in 1954 with a population of about 1,000 people, but it doesn't have a hospital, a clinic, or even a doctor. So when a car pulled into the town's only gas station on Labor Day with the driver saying his wife was going into labor, the attendant called the Justice of the Peace, who delivered the baby. Mother and daughter are well, and officials say things in Jackpot, Nevada are back to normal. Very quiet, but now it can boast of a famous first, the first birth ever in the town. John Bohannon, CBS News. For over three generations, Polk Brothers customers have been the smartest buyers in the world. They knew where inflation had been curbed. They've enjoyed quality brand names at the lowest possible price, the Polk price. Polk trade-in allowances and those famous Polk extras. Home food freezers, for example. General Electric, Whirlpool, White Westinghouse, Admiral, Hot Point, Amana. Chest types, upright, some with no frost, lined up side by side from 4.5 to 28 cubic feet. Just think what a new Polk-priced freezer can mean. Buy fresh fruits and vegetables at their peak of goodness and their bottom price. Freeze them for enjoyment later. Meats the same way. Save shopping trips and expensive gasoline, not to mention time. Then a bonus. Along with any Polk-priced freezer you buy for just $10, you'll get a genuine $49.95 Toro heavy-duty weeder trimmer edger for your lawn. Use MasterCharge, Visa, or Polk's own revolving charge. Buy where builders and apartment house owners buy. Any weeknight till 10, Sundays till 6. Ask for the Polk price and save.
Millet Hemp
Yep, here we are, a little bit late tonight because of our late ball game, but mighty nice to be with you nonetheless. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, the 4th of September, and our usual crew here with us. Dave Edit is our producer-editor. Mort Morrison is our technician.